Shalom Australia, for the first time in 3 months, Israeli jets struck targets in Syria early on Wednesday morning, hitting a Bashar Assad regime military base and a Hezbollah convoy en route to Lebanon. The official Syrian news agency confirmed that there was an airstrike near Damascus and blamed Israel, saying the attack was an attempt to bolster the morale of rebel fighters as they suffer the successes of regime forces. Police said on Thursday that 39 of the most serious fires that broke out last week as part of a wave of fires that ravaged the country, 29 are being treated as arson or suspected arson. However, according to Minister of Public Security Gilad Erdan, it is more likely that 40% to 50% of the serious fires were likely the result of arson. Meanwhile, Israel's chief fire investigator says he cannot say with certainty the cause of any of the fires. Police arrested at least 35 people on suspicion of arson or incitement to arson. However, they do not indicate how many of these were suspected of setting fires and how many of inciting others to do so. And most of those arrested have now been released. The Israeli tax authority announced on Tuesday that fires in 9 cities and settlements during the previous week were caused by arson and may have been terrorism, in a move that paves the way for state compensation for losses. The sites were Haifa, Zichron Yaakov and Tal El in the north of the country, Nataf in the Jerusalem hills, and the West Bank settlements of Dolev, Gilon, Talmon, Nirit and Halamish. Normally, losses caused by wildfires are only covered for those who take out extra insurance, an additional monthly payment of around 50 shekels on top of general property insurance. Financial losses suffered from blazes in those 9 locales are now defined as war damages and are therefore covered by an emergency state fund for victims of terror. Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon has approved a stipend of 2,500 shekel per person for those who cannot return to their homes because they were destroyed or are currently uninhabitable. But at an emergency Knesset Finance Committee session on Monday, MKs from across the political spectrum called on the Finance Ministry to cover the additional compensation for citizens without insurance, even if they don't live in those 9 locations. Israeli Arab businessmen who were asked to give an estimate to help repair damage caused to a synagogue in Haifa due to the massive fires there said they will carry out the project pro bono and refuse any compensation for the restoration work. Waled Abu Ahmed, a wood panel supplier based in Haifa, said, "I decided to help and not receive any payment. Jews and Arabs live together in Haifa and there is no discrimination. We must continue with this coexistence and promote peace." 3 Israeli Arabs received prison sentences on Thursday for supporting ISIS and planning to form an ISIS terror cell in Israel. Ahmed Khalil, 27, from Nazareth, Mohammed Sharif, 23, from Nazareth, and Hamid Ghazali, 24, from Yafa en Nasiriyah, were convicted of forming an unlawful association, having contact with a foreign agent, conspiring to commit a crime, and planning to form an ISIS cell in Israel. Sharif and Ghazali each received 5 years imprisonment. Khalil, who identifies with Salafi jihadism, has been serving a life sentence since 2010 for the murder of a taxi driver. He received an additional 2.5 years on his sentence. Dozens of Israeli youth burned tires and blocked Route 60 near the settlement of Ofra on Wednesday in support of the Amona outpost and in protest of its planned razing as police prepare for what may become a violent showdown. 2 people were arrested for disturbing the peace during the demonstration. Built on private Palestinian land, Amona has been the subject of 15 years of court deliberations that finally ended in 2014 with a High Court of Justice order that it be demolished by December 25th this year. The issue has galvanized pro-settlement politicians who have sought legislative ways to circumvent the court's decision, including the most recent regulation bill. During the debate of the committee responsible for the controversial bill on Wednesday morning, its legal adviser, Elazar Stern, warned that the version of the bill that overturned the High Court verdict on Amona may mark a very problematic precedent for Israeli legislation. It was Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon's opposition to the bill which stopped the measure proceeding on Wednesday. Without the support of his Kulanu party, the bill cannot pass the Knesset. The Bayit Yehudi party had threatened to retaliate by blocking other legislation. Sarah Netanyahu spent 12 hours being investigated by police on Thursday after they opened a new investigation into charges that she has used public money for her private affairs. She and the Prime Minister deny any wrongdoing. Gil Schäfer, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former chief of staff, was named on Thursday as a senior aide who has been placed under house arrest on suspicion of sexual offences. He was questioned under caution on Tuesday and ordered to house arrest for 5 days following a month-long investigation. Several women have come forward in recent days with stories of sexual assault by a current Beit Yehudi MK. The issue became public when Hagit Maria Gibor posted on a religious women's Facebook group on Wednesday, complaining that there is a roaring silence about a serving MK who assaulted and assaults women for years. The chief rabbi of Sfat, Shmuel Eliyahu, confirmed that rabbis were aware of and investigating the allegations. Education Minister Naftali Bennett, the chairman of Beit Yehudi, said that he spoke to the MK in question who completely denied the allegations. Former IDF General Ofech Buchris, on trial for rape and sexual assault, released a letter on Thursday in which he admitted to having committed sexual offences. Buchris is currently involved in negotiations to reach a plea deal with the IDF's chief military prosecution. In exchange for admitting to certain offences, the far more serious crime of rape and sexual assault will be dropped. The accusations, when first made, were vigorously denied by both Buchris and his many supporters in the IDF and beyond. Brigadier General Eyal Karim officially took his position as chief rabbi of the IDF on Thursday evening. During the ceremony, the chief of staff, Gadi Eisenkot, said, "The appointment of chief rabbi of the IDF is an extremely significant event in the army. Unfortunately, the ceremony took place a week late. I am convinced months ago that we are choosing Rabbi Eyal Karim for the right job. He is the most fitting and appropriate choice for command and rabbinic authority in the IDF. I had no doubt." The storm that surrounded Karim's appointment to the position relates to sexist comments he has made in the past. Several leading rabbis have decided to campaign against moves by the IDF to further integrate women into combat units and plan to advise religious male soldiers to avoid orders relating to mixed gender activity. Heavy rain began falling on Wednesday night on the eve of the new month of Kislev. There have been heavy rains accompanied by thunder and hail, some flooding in city centres and flash floods in various rivers. Winds have been recorded at 80 to 90 kilometres per hour. As one weatherman said, the sea will have great waves for surfing. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.